Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
O Lord my God, thou searchest me. My heart and mind are known to thee. Nothing is hidden from thy eyes. When I sit down and when I rise, and from afar thou art discerning my thoughts and hopes, my secret yearning.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's turn once again to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is the mother of the church, the mother of God, and she's your mother as well as my mother. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Once again, we're going to turn to the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say, Abba, Father. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, that instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise in every joy and his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Lady Guadalupe, St. Joseph, Father Lanteri, St. Maria Goretti, all God's angels and saints. Okay, today I'd like to talk to you about the communion of saints and talk about one saint today. The church is divided into three parts. The church triumphant, the church militant, and the church suffering. The church suffering would be the souls in purgatory. The church militant would be us, soldiers of Christ. We're fighting the good fight to save our souls, fighting against the devil, the flesh, and the world. And then we got the church triumphant, those who are victorious. And the church triumphant are the saints. The Catechism of the Catholic Church points out that the saints can help us in two specific ways. Number one, their power of intercession. That means that they can pray for us. They can intercede for us before the throne of God and obtain many graces for us. The other reason is the saints serve as great models for us to pattern our lives, models for us to imitate in our daily walk. They are those who imitated Christ, and we want to try to imitate them so that we can imitate Christ also. July 6th, every year, we celebrate the feast day of St. Maria Goretti. Very interesting saint. Now let me give you a brief summary of this saint and invite all of you to pray to this wonderful saint. She lived in Italy, was born in 1890, and will die in the year 1901. She only lived to be almost 12 years old, a little bit less. She was brought up and raised by a very poor family. She lost her father when she was young. And she would be working in the house and the mother would be working out in the fields. Next to them lived a father and his son. The name of the son was Alessandro Serinelli. And at first Alessandro Serinelli looked at Maria Goretti like a little sister. He was 18. But then he started to look at bad magazines, which we call today pornography. So he started to look at the girl not as an innocent little sister, but as an object to be utilized. So arrived at a point, we approached the little girl and wanted to have relations with her. And she rejected it. But he kept coming back to her, making these impure advances at this little girl. She would valiantly reject these invitations. But one day, in the afternoon, she was in the house watching over one of her little sisters and mending, and the young man rushes into the house and tries to drag her by force to have sexual relations. And she said, no. No, Alexander. She had just made her first communion a few months earlier. She said, no, this is a sin. This is a mortal sin. And if we commit this, we could go to hell. And he became furious. And he pulled out what was an ice pick, what was practically a knife. And if she did not give in, he was going to do damage to her. She said, no, it's a mortal sin. So he takes the knife and he stabbed her 11 times in the front of her body. None of those stabs were critical until she turned over. Then he stabbed her another 3 times. And one of those stabs actually perforated one of her lungs. Her mother rushes in the house, and mother said, what happened? And she said, Alessandro wanted to commit impure act with me, and I decided to say no to him. So, but 4 or 5 hours after, they rushed her to the hospital, and Alessandro was taken to jail. When he was in jail, he was not repentant at all. And Maria Goretti, within 24 hours, would die. But what happened was, when he's in jail, he had a dream of Maria Goretti. She was in this beautiful garden. And it seemed to be a garden in heaven. And she had these 12 beautiful roses. She had a big smile on her face. She said, look, Alessandro, God wants to forgive you. I forgive you. God wants to forgive you, so you have to ask for forgiveness. So Alessandro asked for a priest to come into the jail. He was actually a bishop, and heard Alessandro's confession. From that moment on, he started to live like a saint. And they let him out a little bit earlier because of his good conduct. And the first thing he did, one of the first things he did when he came out was it was Christmas Eve. He went to the house of the mother of Maria Goretti, Mama Assunta. And she worked right next to the priest, the parish, because she was the cook for the priest. He rang the doorbell and she opened up the door and he said, do you recognize me? And the mother said, yes, you're Alessandro that killed my daughter. And he said, are you willing to forgive me? And he said, if God has forgiven you and my daughter is forgiven, who am I not to forgive you? So they sat down and had a meal together that Christmas Eve. Then later, the midnight mass, they both went to communion and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ together. Now, Lysandra then, from then on, lived the life of a penitent, life of a saint. 1950, Pope Pius XII canonized Maria Goretti. And it was one of the biggest canonization ceremonies in the history of the church. They had to have it outside in the plaza of St. Peter. And there on the balcony was present Pope Pius XII, who canonized Maria Goretti, the mother of Maria Goretti, and two of her sisters. And Pope Pius XII, in one of his comments, said how dangerous it is, bad readings and bad movies. This is 1950. And today it's gotten much worse. And he canonized St. Maria Goretti, who was only 11 years of age. St. Maria Goretti is a patron of young people, the patron of purity. Also, the beautiful thing is both St. Maria Goretti and her mother forgave this man as a result of his terrible sin. So we see not only purity in the person of Maria Goretti and the mother, but we see the importance of the virtue of mercy, that we're called to live a life of purity, as Jesus says, blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. But also, we're called to be merciful if we want to receive mercy. So, my friends, tomorrow we celebrate the great feast day of St. Maria Goretti. Let us consecrate our families, our children, our teenagers, to this person of St. Maria Goretti. Let's ask that through her intercession, that we'll be able to live out that wonderful beatitude of Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 5, 18, which is, blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. So I invite all of you to share this message of St. Maria Goretti to many of your friends, so that we will be able to live lives of purity in this life, so that we can contemplate the face of God for all eternity. Amen. And the blessing of Almighty God, through the intercession of St. Maria Goretti, the angels and saints, descend upon you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thou art before me and behind, and thou hast probed my heart and mind. Upon me thou hast laid thy hand.